welcome to episode 175 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. And we also welcome ideas for topics, so if this is something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, and Laura. One of the questions we hear most often from clients is whether or not it's worth it to purchase a dining plan for their Walt Disney World vacation. Well, like most things, the answer depends on the individual. Disney has a few options as far as their dining plans go, so we thought we'd take some time and go over what's included, what's not, and how to figure out if it's a good fit for your family. So let's get started. So there's something new on the dining plan for 2018.
Booze!
Alcohol! Blame it on the alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah, this is so awesome. So, and it's funny because it always, like, the price always bumps up a little bit every year, but you can pick a drink up to $16.
Which at Disney is a pretty normal drink.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can order that margarita and not worry because it's covered. So, and if you don't drink, you can pick a specialty drink, like a milkshake or, you know, something.
And now that we got everybody excited, we need to clarify that drink has to be with a meal.
Oh, yeah. It's with your meal.
It's not like an unlimited drink plan on Norwegian or
but
anything.
But check this out. If you're, say, in the UK and you're having your fish and chips, you can have your beer. It's included.
I'm excited.
If you're in Germany and you're getting your...
pretzel?
Well, not your pretzel, but
yeah,
your...
it has to be a meal.
Your sausage dog or whatever. Yeah, you can get your beer with that. Yeah, so to me...
Or you could pass a gewürz demeanor.
Well delivered.
Yeah.
Gesundheit.
To me, that is a huge... That's a big value. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
In fact, when I go this summer and I take my kids, I'm going to order their meals so that I can get extra beers. Just kidding.
This is why we can't have nice things, people. Don't do that. They
just kidding.
Take that away.
Well, they'll get their fruity drinks and they'll get their, you know, their specialty drinks. For
well, I think that's the key because, you know, kids are always attracted to those specialty drinks that are at the top of the menu. There's always a non-alcoholic version. It usually has something that lights up and blinks like a car or a little... Tinkerbell or whatever, and now they can get it as part of the drink plan. I mean, the drink plan. See, I'm already changing it.
I think they should just make a drink plan.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. It is actually, it's very exciting to see them do this, though, because I think it's a step in a direction that I was not sure they would ever take.
Yeah. It's a big value, I think. Yeah.
Because, you know, Disney Cruise Line doesn't offer drink packages.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, that's not something that Disney does, is include alcohol.
I will say, though, when I was at Disney in January for the marathon, and we were having our celebratory drink around the world the next day, the beers are smaller now.
I saw your picture.
Cut down on the size.
Yeah.
So there's that. But, you know, I think that's, I don't know if that's 100% the dining plan. I think that's probably also the people who can't handle drinking around the world. And it's so very un-Disney, like, to have all those people in Epcot. But, yeah.
Well, I'm a drinker. We all know that. I can drink. But having those huge beers and trying to drink around the world is actually pretty challenging. I mean, there's 11 countries. That's a lot of beer.
That's why
you need a park hopper. And then also, I mean, to get warm, especially in the summer, South Florida.
Yeah.
You got to break it up over a couple of days. You don't try to do that all in one day.
Yeah.
I guess you could if you're not going to drink the whole thing, but no.
So clearly I've been doing it wrong. Thanks, coach.
We need to pace ourselves and we need to practice.
Well, I'm going to work on my training. That's what I'm going to do.
We'll practice for our trip in July. It's going to be fun. All right. So, yeah.
So the dining plan, so let's talk about what it is, actually. It is a way to prepay for some of your meals before you go to Walt Disney World.
Right.
So why would you want to do this?
For me, I want to do it when, well, okay, a huge thing for me and my family, just if I'm looking at my personal family, budgeting is a big thing when I go on vacation, and I like knowing what I'm going to spend, and the more I can pay for ahead of time, for me, the better, or at least know, I mean, you know, you can plan to go and eat at a restaurant and you think you know what it's going to cost, but it's always going to be a little more than what you think. So, to me, as much as I can pay for up front, I want to do that. And, one of the things I've loved since Magic Bands have come out, and my kids have kind of grown up into, they're teenagers now, but, you know, when they were like 12, I started noticing how super convenient this was. They can, like, if we're at one of those, you know, quick service places where they have several counters and there's a pizza one and there's a burger one and there's a chicken one, I can send them off and they can pay with their own Magic Band mm-hmm. and use their credits that way, or send them off to get their Mickey bar or whatever. So, it's a big convenience. It's a huge convenience. That's one of the biggest things about it, is knowing what you're paying up front, and mm-hmm. it's a huge convenience. Yeah.
Well, and I remember going with my family, and it's like my dad's trying to give dollar bills. You know, it's mm-hmm. like
yeah.
And then kids bringing back all this change. You don't know do all that change, and mm-hmm. it just becomes a big old sticking hassle.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing I love about it, is that. It's like, you know, you want to get a snack, get a snack.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, and you don't have to say, well, you know, the popcorn's going to be this, and the Mickey bar is going to be this, and the, you know, yep. so we'd really like you to get something under this. It's get a snack. You know, and it kind of levels that playing field out.
That's
exactly. And takes away stress where there could be stress.
Yep.
Which when you're at Disney and it's hot, and, you know, it's any ways that you can make the trip kind of more magical and less of a you can't do this or you because of this, I think that's a great reason to, you know, to look at the dining plan.
Absolutely. Well, the parks smell like food all the time.
Yeah.
Your kids will be hungry all the time. Anyone who followed my trip with Marcus last year about this time knows that he ate his way through. Every 2 hours he had to eat. And so he basically burned through his dining plan and my dining plan very quickly. But it was really nice to be able to say, no, you can go ahead and have that, because, you know, until we run out of until we run out
you
of
know,
credits.
It's funny. My family did not run out when we went last summer, and you know, I got some eaters in my family, but we had this one situation where, you know, they do the hand dipped corn dogs now in Magic Kingdom, which they do in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And it's this like, oh my God, they're doing them in Magic Kingdom now. So, if you want them, they're at the Sleepy Hollow snack place that's, over kind of near the Hall of Presidents. But, so we were there and we were getting corn dogs, and, my oldest son, when he got up to the line, they were like, oh, we just ran out. And he said, oh, I'll wait. So we didn't realize he did that, but we were sitting down and we're like, where is he? You know, like 15 minutes we were waiting, and they felt bad. So they gave him like a corn dog and a pretzel hot dog and all this stuff. And then they refunded his snack credits. And then they came over and wrote us out fast passes too. We're like,
wow.
I know. We're like, this is great, Fox. So we didn't run out of our food on that trip at mm-hmm. all. We'll see how it goes. This year, when I go in July and I'm taking a bunch of teenagers, I'm doing the quick service dining. So this is 2 quick service meals per person per day with 2 snacks. And we'll see how it goes, because they're all big eaters. But I think it's going to be more convenient. They don't have to be with me, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry, because my other son, one time he lost like a $40 gift card because it was in his pocket. And he just lost it.
Just fell right out.
Just fell out of his pocket. So, yeah.
So, Sandy, why did you choose the quick service over the regular dining plan?
Because for this trip with teenagers who are on the go, we're not going to want to do sit-down restaurants. So, I think that the regular dining plan, I tell people, get it if you want to sit down at a meal with your family at a restaurant every day. Or if you want to do character dining, it's a great value, because mm-hmm. it totally covers the cost of that. Otherwise, you're kind of have sticker shock, because they price the restaurants to justify the cost of the dining plan. So, and I mean, there's ways to eat without, you know, breaking the bank. There's a lot of tips out there that you can find for saving money on food. But if you know you want to sit down at a restaurant, the dining plan is a good value. But for this one, I know we don't. I know that the kids are going to be off doing their own thing. I don't think I would get them in a character meal right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So when you do that, when you buy the quick service and it's 2 quick service meals,
mm-hmm.
how do you do breakfast back where you stay, or how do you work that out?
So snack credits actually can be pretty substantial. I'm not a huge breakfast person, so what I would, I might go and get like, you know, a Starbucks and have that be my breakfast, like a latte drink that's heavy on milk that is really filling. So yeah, it can be like your snack can almost be like a little meal, you know, sometimes like a big pretzel to me is filling enough for lunch that I can, you know,
or even a banana. I mean, there are people who would eat like a banana or a yogurt parfait or something for breakfast.
And there's other things too. Like when you go, like if you're at your resort and you're getting the breakfast meal and you get a drink, but you also get your refillable mug, you know, to use at your resort. So for me, I would be drinking coffee. So I'll grab a juice or a milk or something for later, or a soda or something like that, like that's in a bottle that is closed, and just save it for later, you know? So there's never not enough food. There's like, it's a lot of food. You definitely, you know, you think two meals is not three meals a day, but it's so much food that you feel like you're getting plenty to eat, especially with two snacks per day. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's nice to, if you do the snack as one of your, so sometimes what we'll do is we'll do a full breakfast as our quick service. And then we'll do two snacks, one at like 11 Z's and one at like 3 Z's. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have dinner. So we don't really have lunch. We sort of graze. And that works out the same way. Yeah. So keeps the energy up.
If you're eating like a huge pretzel, that is filling.
Well, the pretzels, again, I don't know if you remember my trip with Marcus, but we went to Germany and got a pretzel, and that thing was bigger than his head.
Yeah.
It's a huge pretzel, and he was happy as a clam. He ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, 45 minutes later, he went
and lunch. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I ate like a whole 15 minutes ago. I need more food.
In our family, one of the things that we usually eat a huge breakfast, and we get to the park late, and then we have dinner around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we have a snack in the evening. And we're good.
That'll do it too.
Yeah, early dinners are great for that. Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
And I find that I need those full breakfast. Yeah, I need that full breakfast in the morning at Disney because I need to get my energy up. Do you find that too? Yeah, you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite. I want something little for breakfast just because I need to get going.
It's probably because I don't burn as many calories per day as you do because I don't actually exercise. So
I think I tend to eat later at night, though. And I think I'm just not hungry in the morning when I wake up as much. Yeah.
So we touched on quick service, which is two quick service meals. What are quick service meals?
You walk up to a counter and you order a meal. Yeah. But there's, you know, it's not all chicken nuggets and hamburgers. There's like some really good stuff.
What are some examples of a quick service place?
Okay. So one of my favorites is, the one in Tomorrowland that has the alien that plays
Cosmic Ray.
Yeah. Cosmic Ray's Cafe. So, I like to go there and get like the combo with the chicken and the ribs. And honestly, you could split that between two people. It is huge, but that's a really good big meal. And then, the fish and chips. I already talked about that. I love the fish and chips at the UK. When I was at Animal Kingdom last time, we ate in Pandora and, that was really good. Those are really good, like superfood bowls. They have, you pick like a base and then a protein and then a veggie. And so you could have like quinoa and kale and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I had like, I think I had like a sweet potato hash with chicken and I can't remember what else was on it, but it was so good. And that's a quick service meal. And it, you know, so it's a meal, but it's one you buy at a counter. So.
No waiter, basically.
Yeah.
No waiter. You got to take care of that yourself.
I wonder if it was, you could get fried shrimp or fried chicken and everything in, like around the Libertyville area.
That's the Columbia Harbor House. Mm-hmm. I don't think they do the fried shrimp anymore because that was my favorite, unless they've brought it back. But they do a fried fish or they do chicken fingers and they have a lobster roll.
Yeah. And they have a really good salmon salad there too. Like a salad with lettuce and stuff, not like a tuna salad, but like lettuce with like a grilled salmon on top.
Yeah. So I think that's always the important thing I tell people is yes, it is. I mean, to me, it's like a cross between a fast food joint and like a K&W. It's like you're going to find a nicer cafeteria because you're going to find actually vegetables and, you know, different. It's not just hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken nuggets.
You can get like flatbreads. Another really good one is Sunshine Seasons in Epcot over in the Land Pavilion. They have a whole bunch of different, it's like KNW, kind of like with, you know, a whole bunch of different stations that you can go up to. And some of the resorts have really good options like that too.
Yeah, there's several resorts have a pasta station where you basically can create your own pasta. I want the spaghetti and I want this sauce and I want shrimp and chicken and
that
whatever.
That is my go-to pre-race meal. Mm-hmm. That's why we always get Port Orleans Riverside in our in our groups for our races because of that pasta bar.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
So then there's the table service plan, which is, they call it plus dining, or the dining plan is what you usually, it's the standard dining plan with a quick service, a table service, and two snacks and the drink cup. So this is where we need to really talk about, and actually, we talked to Freddie last week, and he talked to us offline a little bit about how he calls it a point system, which I think is a really good way to look at it, because you're getting credits, but that doesn't always translate to a meal, because if you want to go to, say, Cinderella's Royal Table,
right,
you have to use two table service dining credits. And that's where it starts getting a little bit confusing, because it's like, well, then what am I going to do the night that I don't have a table service credit? So you do have to sort of plan ahead. Mm-hmm. The thing to keep in mind is you get a dining plan for, you get your day's worth of dining plans for every night you're staying. So most people will stay, they'll get there on day one, but they might get there midday or late in the day. So you may only use one meal that first day.
Right. You might not even go into a park.
Right. Exactly. And then, or you may not use any meals that first day. And then your last day you're flying out. So you might only have time for one meal there. So it sort of balances out a little bit. You can sort of budget, for the time there. And, maybe if you've eaten a really nice table service meal one night, the next night you just want a quick service. So, you know, and that is the glory of the plan, is you don't have to eat a quick service and a table service and two snacks each day. When you check in, your point system is just loaded onto your card. So if you're there for 7 nights, you get 7 nights worth of meals. And if you wanted to, you could eat them all in the first 24 hours.
Which is what we were worried about with my teenagers.
Yes.
But they didn't do that. So that was good.
Yeah. Well,
Mark, I like when he had to say that magic your way.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that they say it's, you know, quick service meal and a sit down meal and a two snacks. But if you want to just have snacks one day, just have snacks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's meant to work to support you and to work out what's best for you.
Exactly.
Another thing that I love about it, if you're going, and they are doing this more year-round, it used to be just kind of the Food and Wine Festival. They would have these extra kiosks. Now they do it for Flower and Garden, and they're also doing it for the Arts Festival, and which will be going on when I'm there. And so basically Epcot puts these extra food booths out, and a lot of those meals can be, or they're like tasting size, but they count for snack credits. Mm-hmm. And another thing you can do, you have to do it all in one transaction, and you have to make sure that they'll do it at your location, but they'll switch a quick service meal for three snacks. So if you have, like me and my two kids were standing there and we all wanted something on this menu, we could convert one quick service meal into three snacks for all of us. So that way you don't lose out on your meals. If you have stuff left over at the end, you can buy like tons of trail mix and goldfish crackers and, you know, all kinds of stuff to take home with you.
My number one tip for my clients is use your dining plan until you can't use it anymore.
Yeah.
So basically do not
save the credits.
Do not conserve your, don't say, oh, but we might want a snack tomorrow. Don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're getting a snack, get the snack with your snack credit. Don't pay cash for it ever thinking you're saving up your... Use your credits until, because what will happen is come day six, you'll be like, yeah, I don't want that anymore. You know, I wish I'd used my snack credit before.
Yeah.
So use your credits until you can't use them anymore. The ones you want to really budget and save up for are your table service. And those are restaurants where you have to make reservations anyway. So you should know before you get there how many table service credits you're planning to use.
And we should say too, just because you have a table service credit doesn't mean you can order anything at all off the menu. If you're going to a buffet or a character meal that's a buffet, yes, it counts. You know, like everything is included with that. But if you're going to one of the restaurants that has appetizers and things, the appetizers are not included in the dining plan. So it's normally like an entree and a dessert and your drink. So if you wanted like an appetizer as your meal, that's not how it works. So if you're the type of person that always does that, then that's another thing to consider whenever you're looking at it. But,
Another group of people that I find do not always benefit from the dining plan are vegetarians. because they tend to be, because you're not getting the meats in your meal, you have so lower price. Ones, yeah, you have lower priced meals. So depending on how you're going to eat, if you are very strictly vegetarian, especially vegan, it's probably not worth it. You will find food to eat, but it will be inexpensive enough by Disney standards that the dining plan may not be worth it for you. And most of my vegetarian clients actually do not get
that. I've had people too who have had like the stomach surgeries and stuff that just don't eat that much. And yeah, because they'll tend to like split meals with people or things like that. So it's definitely something you can calculate. And there's good websites out there that have resources where they have the menus and the prices. So you can get a good idea of whether it's worth it for you or not. And we can help you with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. A lot of people like to ask us about their kids too. Well, will my kids,
kids are cheap on the dining plan.
Kids are super cheap on the dining plan. So as long as they really are under the age of 10, because if they're over the age of 10 and they're picky eaters, then maybe not so much, but
yeah, I think, the hardest thing for me was when my oldest turned 10 and he became an adult by Disney standards, and that price jumps pretty considerably. And not only that, but if you're not on the dining plan, then they're paying the adult price for like a buffet or something. And you're like, holy moly, you know? So, but once he was like 12, they were not making money off him anymore, you know? So, you know, so there's that small window, you know your kid, but
Well, that's, you know, the trip with Marcus last year was eye opening for me because he was only 10. He was about to turn 11. And every 2 hours he's like, I need to eat. And I thought, okay, well, a snack or whatever. And he, you know, we stopped at the Friar Tuck's, you know, macaroni and cheese. And he's like, I want the macaroni and cheese with the prime rib on it. I'm like, really? Because we just ate 2 hours ago, dude. That's like a whole meal. It counts as a quick service meal on the, you know, and it's got tons of protein in it. And he ate that whole thing. And then 2 hours later, he ate again. So, yeah. We needed.
Does he eat like that at home, or was it just being out in the park?
Well, I do think being out in the park, first of all, the smells. Honestly, I don't know how to explain to people. The smells are so prominent. I don't care how little you eat at home, you will eat a ton because it's just all in your face all the time. But also, he's burning a lot of energy. You know, it's hot and he's running around and, you know, So I do think that that's part of it. And I would not begrudge him food, but it is expensive. And if I had to pay out of pocket for all that,
You are paying for it, but you're paying for it ahead of time.
Right. And you are paying at a discount. I mean, again, depending on how you're eating.
Yeah. You can definitely save some money.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. There's no way that I could have spent that much on all that he ate if I had not had a dining plan. I mean, he probably saved me a couple hundred dollars, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm making my kids get it this summer with their friends. I'm like, you know, when they're parents, I'm telling them what it's going to cost them. Like, and we're getting the dining plan, and they're going to, you know, because I know I've chaperoned trips with teenagers before too, so I know what they do, you know.
So I have a question, just because I don't do as much Disney as you guys, and I'm sorry if it seems like a bit of a newbie question, but if you have stuff left over, can you use it the next time you go back?
No, you have to use it in that trip. So your last day when you check out, you got to use your credits.
By midnight.
Yeah, so that's where it comes in, where you could hit up one of the gift shops or quick service places and just pick up a bunch of snacks to take home with you.
Right.
I bring my kids home, like the candy, the Goofy Trading Company candy and stuff. They bring home a lot of that kind of stuff if we have leftover snacks.
And likewise, if you're going to another, let's say you're going to that other park, to Universal afterwards, you can take it and, you know, have it as snacks in your room or whatever.
Yeah,
you can
eat totally did that too.
Yeah, you can completely do that. Yeah. So it is good
to eat. You can use leftover snacks, not that you can take to Disney Dining.
Correct. Yeah. Correct, right. You shovel the snacks into your bag and then you can eat them there. And
well, those Mickey Mouse, right? It's Krispy Kreme.
Yes. Where'd you get that? I wonder. But you do want to use your meals, because that's tougher to just carry out with you. But even then, I mean, we had quick service meals at the end of one trip, and we got flatbread pizzas to take in the car. They transport pretty well.
So. Yeah, you just wouldn't. I mean, normally converting your quick service to snack credits is not the best use of those credits. So It's like Elizabeth was saying, don't save them. You know, like if you want that turkey leg, just go ahead and use your snack credit or your quick service credit and, you know, get the whole thing because, yeah, you don't need to have a bunch at the end.
Turkey legs taste better.
You know, another thing Freddie mentioned that is good to think about, especially if you're doing like Cinderella's Royal Table, or you're doing the dining, like the shows or signature dining, is the deluxe dining plan.
Yes.
Because then you get 3 credits. You can switch them up between counter service and table service, you know, every day.
They're like generic credits. They're just credits.
Yeah. And so you don't have to worry about budgeting them and thinking about it.
Yeah. So. And that's actually, if you're doing a foodie trip, that's where that pays off as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that my husband and I used those on the deluxe dining plan on our honeymoon. Mm-hmm. We did 4 nights at Walt Disney World and 3 nights on the cruise. And we knew that we would be eating a lot.
Yeah.
And we almost regretted it. The 4th day, we're like, oh, I can't walk so anymore. But,
or if you have kids who really like to do the character meals, if that's where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and my mom and I, the last trip we took to Disney World together was also designed to be a foodie trip. She was like, I want to go to Epcot, and I want to go to Animal Kingdom, and I want to eat. That's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so we knew that we were going to have sit-down meals for lunch and for dinner. And she was so happy, and we did the dining. We did the Disney dining, the plus dining, the deluxe dining. So.
Yeah, I mean, and especially if you are not one to normally try their signature dining, it's such a treat. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tiffin's, the new one in Animal Kingdom, is so good.
I'm still trying to get a reservation for that for my trip. I haven't gotten
it. What are they called?
Really?
Since Tiffin's? They have the Victorian Albert restaurant in the Grand Floridian. Will the deluxe, can you use the deluxe dining plan at that restaurant?
Nope. That's the one restaurant for sure on property that has never accepted it. There are a couple of others that are usually owned by other, like the Edison, where you just ate. That's not on the Disney dining plan, right?
I think it will be, but it might. Well, I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but I don't see why it wouldn't, because it was, I mean, when I went there, it had opened like that day. But
and is Morimoto?
Morimoto is 2 credits.
Okay.
Signature.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's one in the Japan Pavilion that might not be.
So you do have to check, and every year they come out with a list, like they re-up the contracts with these.
Yeah, but most of the time they are.
And during like Disney Food and Wine, when they seem to be doing a lot of like little things, what plan do you recommend for that one?
Well, it depends. So if you actually want to do Food and Wine exclusively, I would probably tell you not to get a dining plan.
Exclusively, yes.
Yeah, because you can switch your quick service plans over to, like, the 3 snacks, but I kind of look at it like, I think you should get about a $20 value for your quick service. And if you look at the prices of the food and wine kiosks, they're about $5 to $7. So, you may or may not get all that value, but you're not getting a drink, you know, and stuff like that. So, it's... Yeah. I mean, unless you're there at a time when there's free dining, I don't know.
The items in the boots count as snacks. So not all of them, but the ones that are on the plan do. And so what I usually do is I will do either a quick service or a plus dining, depending on how many table service credits I want to eat. And then I will budget 2 times to actually eat a meal out of snacks. So I'll go for lunch usually twice. And I will eat a bunch of snacks and then and use up all my snack credits basically doing food and wine.
Now, but like I was saying, though, when I went with my kids and we knew we all 3 wanted something from the same booth and it was easy to convert it, then it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, though, that you would have to kind of plan. So depending, I mean, because the dining plan makes it so easy. It depends. Yeah. Do you want to add that planning element to it, or you just want to, you know, pad a pocket.
Yeah. And another element that's always been difficult for us, and we travel a lot with other families and stay in large villas, with the Disney Vacation Club villas. So we'll travel with another family. So there'll be 8 of us. And when you're in the same resort, in the same room, you're all on the same plan.
Yeah.
So then you have to keep track of how many meals is Marcus eating, because you don't want him to start eating their meals. You know, it's one thing if he's eating your meals, but it's another thing if he's
I'll have a little bit of that with these teenagers this summer.
So that's actually, that's another challenging time. I'm not saying the dining plan isn't worth it, but it might be worth it to keep a tally sheet with you, you know, whether it's on your phone or whatever.
It gets hard to keep up with. Yeah. One of the new things, though, that's really cool is they have mobile ordering on the My Disney Experience app now, and it's starting to take the dining credits, so that's pretty awesome. When I was there in January, you had to have your credit card linked to your My Disney Experience, and you could only pay with your credit card. You couldn't pay with your dining credits, so we knew it was coming, and now, you know, it's going to be awesome when it's all.
I still don't know when I would use mobile ordering. Can you give an example of why you would want to do that?
Okay, so I did it twice when I was there in January. One experience was terrible and one experience was awesome. So we were in Tomorrowland and I had to have my jalapeno pretzel, which is finally back. And the anti-gravity snacks that's underneath the Astro Orbiter, there are several windows you can go to, and there's one specifically for mobile ordering pickup, right? But they weren't just doing mobile orders out of it. So people who were ordering in the line next to it were also picking up from there. So they weren't getting to the mobile orders unless you went up there and, like, said, where's my order? And then they would go get it. So that was kind of bad because some people were waiting, like, 45 minutes not knowing what they were supposed to do. That's not how it's supposed to work. Whenever I was in Pandora, it worked like it was supposed to work. We went in and the host said, okay, this is the line if you want to, or you can go sit at your table and order from the app. So that's what we did. And it sends you, so you go and you order, and then it sends you a text when your food is ready, and you just walk up and show them your phone and they hand you your food and walk away. So that one was very smooth, worked very well. It was great. The other one, I don't know what was going on that day in that location, because I had friends that were there earlier and they didn't have that experience. So, you know, I think there's still some growing pains with it, but I think it's going to be good. And definitely, you know, I mean, I would do it again, even though I had one not so great experience. I would do it again. Any other questions?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
I want to actually revisit that whole keeping track thing just to clarify why it's so difficult, because if you really don't know what's going on, you're like, well, why is that so hard? All that they'll tell you on your receipt is how many credits you have left of a particular kind.
Right.
So it'll say you have 52 table service credits, and you have, and that doesn't help you because you don't know who used them. So that's why I said it's hard to keep track of, just in case you're one. You know, yes, Disney keeps track of how many you use, but they don't keep track of where you're using them, when you're using them, or who's using them.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
You've used all your kids.
So even though it's linked to your Magic Band, you can't see Marcus did this, Elizabeth did this, Chris did this.
Correct.
Tina did this.
Nope. You see, the Karen family has done all this.
Yes.
That's another thing that the app is supposed to be tracking now. Not who did what, but it's supposed to track what you have left, which is nice.
And you know, along that line, because we're two families staying in the same room, you know, if Marcus goes up to every snack booth in Epcot and orders something at each one, he basically could burn through the other families, because they're not saying, oh, Marcus, you've used all of your snack credits, you can't use anymore.
Right.
Not to pick on him. He's not even here to defend himself. But he totally would. He would. So, yeah, that's the thing, is there's really no way to know for sure. And so we can't even go back and reconcile our receipts that night. Well, we could. We could say, okay, Marcus, hand me yours, and we could physically do that, but we can't, you know, go to the concierge and say, can you tell us? Because they'll just say, you've used 10 today. That, you know, that's all they'll know. And unless Marcus can remember, oh, well, yeah, I used 8 of those, then, you know, you don't know.
Poor Marcus.
He's sick with a fever in bed right now, too. So we're picking on him, and he's even.
Oh,
I know.
Little buddy. Shout out to Marcus.
He came home today, and he's all flushed. I was like, dude, you got it. You got it. I got to take him to the doctor tomorrow. So anyway.
Get out of that room.
We digress.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at OutlanderTravel.com and click on podcast at the top of the page. Find the episode you wish to comment on, or you can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/OutlanderPodcast, or search for Fly Away. And be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Laura, Elizabeth, Donna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.